You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thank you for taking 15 minutes out of your day to join me as we together trek through the Word of Almighty God. I'm so excited to be with you here today. What an honor and a privilege it is to be teaching the Word of God, to be pastoring the church that I do, to be here at the radio station having this program air throughout this county and on the podcast as this program goes around the world. I'm just so grateful that God would use me in this program to help preach truth and broadcast truth. What a thrill it is. And that's what this program is. That's what WGOD is, all truth, all the time. Because when we're preaching the Word of God, we're guaranteed that the truth is going to shine out here as far as this radio station or podcast can go, or as far as evangelists can go. When we preach and teach the Word of God, we're broadcasting truth. That's why I changed the name of this program to WGOD. I love that fictitious but not fictitious radio station call letters, WGOD. God's always broadcasting. Now, today we're going to hear something, a sermon I preached last week at Island. It's called The Doctrine of Christ. It's my all-time favorite sermon. It's the greatest revelation of truth God's ever given me. It comes from 2 John verse 9, "Whoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God." So it's a look at, well, what, pray tell, is the doctrine of Christ so that I can abide in it? I hope that would be your statement as well. The Bible says, whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. Now, normally I would hope you would ask the question, well, what is it? So that I can abide in it. That's what this sermon is. It's a look at what that is. We're looking at seven different points. We looked at here yesterday. The first point was Jesus Christ was born of a virgin. And we're going to look here throughout this week how you must agree and believe in all seven of these. This is not up for negotiation. You can't discount any one of these. We're going to look at toward the end of this week how if you don't believe in any one of these seven, you don't have God. That's what we're looking at here in this sermon. The first one was Jesus Christ was born of a virgin. You've got to believe that. If you don't believe it, and if you're right, then you're wrong. He's got to be born of a virgin. Otherwise, he's no different than your Uncle Harry dying for you, and your Uncle Harry can't save you. Number two is he lived a sinless life. He had to live a sinless life. If he didn't live a sinless life, then let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. That's what this sermon is. I encourage you, tune in today to The Doctrine of Christ on WGOD Radio.
Jesus Christ did not sin. He's not a sinner. He's the Son of God. He's never sinned. He was born of a virgin. He doesn't have a sin nature. He's without sin. Again, that was Hebrews 4:14. Also, 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he, that's God, made him, that's Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him, non-negotiable. Jesus Christ knew no sin except yours. That's the only sin he knows was yours. And he died for them and mine. My sins weighted down the Son of God on the cross, added another 50 or 80 or 500 pounds to him, my sins. That's the only sins that he knew, not his own. He was not a sinner. If he had sinned, then his sacrifice wasn't good enough, and his blood would be tainted just like yours or mine. You know, let me stop and interject this for a moment. You know, it's always the doctrine of Christ that Satan attacks. And knowing the consequences of not believing, I can understand that now. It's always the doctrine of Christ. Don't believe me? Turn on the television. These are the things I hear about Jesus on the television. I hear he was homosexual on the television. I watched one show, they told me they found Jesus' bones. You ever see that one? Oh, we found the bones of Jesus. Whatever happened to the resurrection? How do you find his bones? How about he was out of breath and he didn't really die? Have you ever heard that one?
Well, studies have shown that he was out of breath and suffered from asphyxia, but he didn't really die.
Or how about that he took his wife, Mary Magdalene, and he moved to England? Ever heard that one before? It's always the doctrine of Christ. This is what the enemy wants you not to believe. Because John said, if you don't believe these things, you don't have God. Took his wife and moved to England. Boy, you ask my wife, whenever these shows come on TV, man, oh man, things would be flying over her head. Oh, is anything that makes me mad? I don't think anything makes me more madder than that. When they corrupt who my Jesus is. If Satan can get you to believe just one little lie, Paul said a little leaven, leaven's the whole lump. Once Satan can permeate you and have you accept one little thing that's contrary to God, then that sin, like leaven, spreads throughout your whole body, and before you know it, you've been deceived. And before you know it, you've been taken out. To use a football term again, you're now on the bench. You've been removed out of the game because you believe something that's not true. And you've been taken out, and now you're a bench warmer. Number three, God took a body. God took a body. First scripture verse, 1 Timothy 3:16. Let me turn there. 1 Timothy 3:16 says this. Notice these first two words. It says, without controversy. Meaning it's not even up for discussion. Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. Praise God. Without controversy, he says. Meaning, we're not even going to argue about this. You've got to believe that Jesus Christ or the Messiah came in the flesh. Also, John 1:14, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. I won't read it, but also Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. You see that on the handout here. Philippians 2, 5 through 8. Again, why is this stuff so important? Why is this God took a body so important? It's a seemingly innocent thing. I mean, well, this was the problem in the first century. The group was called Gnostics. They didn't believe that the Christ had taken on human flesh. Hear what the Bible says about God taking on a body. Listen to this. 1 John chapter 4. Let me read this to you. 1 John 4:1. It says, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. Wow. 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. Do you see that? If you don't believe that Jesus Christ or the Messiah, if you don't believe that the Messiah has come, then you and the Antichrist are pals. No, thank you. There's a whole bunch of infected people out there. What do you think? The Bible said, if you don't believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, you are infected with the spirit of Antichrist. Do you think this point is important? Do you think it's stylish not to believe in doctrine? Or that doctrine doesn't matter? Think again. What do you believe about the Son of God? What do you know about the Son of God? Why did God take a body? Hebrews 5:8, though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. Why did God take a body? 2 Corinthians 5:19, God was in Christ, reconciling the world back to himself, not counting their sins against them. The Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. This is why he took a body. Acts 4:12, nor is there salvation in any other. There is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Jesus Christ, non-negotiable. Jesus Christ, God took a body. And his name is Jesus. It's all or nothing. To believe in Christ is to believe in the doctrine of Christ. Number four, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You think that sounds foolish or something? I mean, why even say something like that? I can't tell you how many people don't believe that. I can't tell you how many people who say they are Christians don't believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God or God. People with more degrees than Kellogg's has got cornflakes who get on the TV and say, well, Jesus never said he was God. I've seen hundreds of shows like that. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Scripture reference, Mark 3:11. Unclean spirits, when they saw him, they fell down before him and cried out, saying, thou art the Son of God. What a scene, huh? Boy, picture that. All these hissing demons that scare you at night when the lights are off. They come down before him and cry. What a bunch of little sissy demons. Once you turn the light on them, that's what they do. They run away scared. And you've got that same kind of influence in you, too. All the demons are terrified of you. You've got the Spirit of God on the inside of you.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.